General Tomasz Sedláček, a World War II veteran who spent 9 years in communist jails, died on Monday, aged 94. A respected soldier, he fought both on the Western and Eastern fronts before being handed a life sentence by Czechoslovakia's communist courts. After 1989, Mr. Sedláček had taken up the cause of those who suffered under communism. Maggie Lund reports on the life of the late General Sedláček.
A military career seemed to be on the cards for Tomasz Sedláček from an early age. Born in Vienna in 1918 into the family of an army officer, he left school at 16 to enroll in an officer training course. By the autumn of 1938, under threat from Nazi occupation, the young lieutenant participated in the mobilization of the Czechoslovak army, as he recalled in a 2010 interview for Czech TV.
I am glad I took part in the mobilization and that I could experience the nation's last efforts to hold on to freedom and its readiness to defend it. When the Munich Agreement came and then the occupation, it was a huge blow for us. But looking at it in retrospect, knowing what happened in Poland and France, I think fighting against Germany would have been a gesture of non-surrender, but the consequences would have been terrible.
After the Nazi occupation of his country, Sedláček fled to France and later to England, where he served in the Czech exile forces before being transferred to the Eastern Front, where he saw some of the heaviest fighting in the Dulka Pass. He was then dropped behind enemy lines to assist the Slovak national uprising. After the war, Sedláček continued his military career and took a teaching post at the military academy in Prague. But in 1951, he was tried and convicted of high treason and espionage in a show trial.
When I heard the sentence at the show trial, I had to laugh. It was so incredibly absurd that I couldn't take it seriously. But it was indeed serious. I was sentenced along with one of my subordinates, Josef Kučera. Unfortunately, the prosecutor appealed his verdict and he got the rope. I only caught a glimpse of him later, before he was executed.
Sedláček himself served 9 years in prisons and labor camps. After his release, he worked in various jobs until his rehabilitation in 1989. He later became involved in the post-communist justice campaign, the Confederation of Political Prisoners, always speaking out for the need for justice and remembrance. But he said he did not feel any hatred for his jailers.
I said this before, I despise those people. What we want is the courts to say, this man did this. We don't care if they are given 2 years in jail or just a suspended sentence. I say that as long as we breathe, it is our duty towards those who died in the camps or were executed to speak out and say, it has happened once and there is no guarantee it can't happen again. People should realize that the freedom that we enjoy so naturally now was gained at huge sacrifice and hardship, and that we have to cultivate our freedom and not forget. Not forget, that's the most important thing.
Those that knew him have described him as quiet and modest. He took the time to give thoughtful interviews and speak out about his past until the very end of his life. President Václav Klaus, who awarded him the Order of Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, described him on Monday as a true soldier.
That was Maggie Lund on the life and legacy of the World War II veteran and political prisoner Tomáš Sedláček. If you're interested in finding out more about Czech 20th century history, have a listen to our regular feature Czech History every other Saturday or on our website at radio.cz.